movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jeremiah, and you're listening to Entertainment Rebooted, where I'll be reviewing Baby Monster's comeback, Baby Monster, but instead of a T, it's a 7, because all 7 members are here now. And I can 100% say that this mini album is a 4 out of 10. It is just not good. I mean, it's what I expected from YG. It has its highlights, and unfortunately, there's not many of them. The intro track, Monster, is, however, one of them. I do believe this is probably the second best track on the album, despite only being, like, less than a minute or, like, a minute long. And it's just them chanting Baby Monsters. It's, like, a little cute anthem that I think it works for them. I think this is where they should have went in terms of the full mini album, because I think that more haunting chanting actually works for the name of the group, Baby Monsters. Like, I wish they would have incorporated the monster part a lot more, because honestly, the skills cannot be the part where they're like the monsters. They have monster skill, because none of these tracks show off that skill, really. Like, it's really disappointing to see their talents go to waste with the title track, like Sheesh, which is easily the most disappointing track on the song. Again, to be expected, it's the title track. That's YG's whole MO. It's just a bunch of recycled formulas that we've already seen from YG girl groups. The rapping was abysmal, and it's not even the girl's fault. It's the lyricist. Like, the girls will literally go from going, oh, we're queens, to boom, boom, pow, bam. And it makes no sense. Like, I'm so sick of these random sound effects being thrown into the rap. Just write words. It's not hard to write words. Let the girls write the words, because it's clear Asa, who wrote the raps for their debut single, Batter Up, the rapping was actually good because the lyrics were good. Like, just let her write it, because it's clear that these writers just don't know what they're doing. However, again, there's really not much to say for this title track. It's just really bad. I mean, the vocals actually weren't terrible. I think the girls actually were very nice singers. Unfortunately, I wish we could have got more of their vocal ability, because, again, it's just another played out chorus where there wasn't much to it. You know, it's YG. It's what's to be expected, but I just wish for more. Just like I wished for more in this third track and the only other new track like that, which, I'm gonna be honest, I can't even tell you what the song sounded like, because it's completely forgettable. I'm pretty sure it had like one decent rap verse, and that was about it. It just was not memorable in any way. I literally almost forgot about it when I was, you know, thinking of what I was going to say for this review. Like, it's just too forgettable. And again, it's sad, because at least I would rather have a bad song than a forgettable one. Which says a lot, honestly. Then the next two tracks are just OT7 versions of already released, with those being Stuck in the Middle and Batter Up. Ayeon has finally returned to the group, so yeah, they just threw her voice onto the songs. Like, they didn't even re-record it. You would think they would go through, like, some actually put effort into re-recording it, but no, even that's doing too much for this company. They literally had her record her parts and then just threw her on top of the beat. Didn't even mix it together. Like, they just took her voice and put it on top of the beat. Like, again, it's lazy, lazy, and lazy, okay? And that brings down the album a lot. Again, mind you, Monster is the only track at this point that's gotten anything positive from me. Lucky for them, though, they do have Dream, which was the song they released at the end of their survival show, which is the only actual full song that's actually good on this album, which makes sense, because it's actually showing off some ability of talent. The rapping was very solid, and the vocals were actually good. The pre-chorus to the, and I believe it was the bridge part of the song, I really liked, where they alternated with the phrase. I think that really worked for them. I thought it was cute. It really showed the hard work they put in to debuting. Unfortunately, none of the other music has really helped live up to that. And then the final track, in quotation marks, is Stuck in the Middle, but Remix, which I'm not even going to talk about. Like, I don't want to waste my breath on this. It's another played-out bad K-pop remix, which, honestly, I could talk a lot about. Honestly, remixes in general just don't feel good anymore because no one's remixing anything. They just take already used vocals and then throw it on some EDM beat rather than actually getting in the studio and re-recording. Like, it just, it's terrible, not good. Again, 4 out of 10. Honestly, this is a new low for YG. Like, I didn't expect a good mini album, but this is genuinely awful, terrible. The fact that this company is still kicking, I don't understand how. Like, that Blackpink money has to run out soon because this is absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if that, I think they need to bring in new producers and writers. Like, they need to leave theirs alone and bring in some new ones because it's clear this is just not working for the girls. They don't deserve this. None of the artists deserve this. I just really, really hope that in the future they bring in other people because this just, it's not doing it for me. So if you like this, I mean, I'm glad you were able to enjoy it. I just could not. I feel so bad for the girls. Could you imagine having to go on stage and perform Sheesh. Like, I'm sorry, I just could never. Like, I felt so bad for them. They don't deserve this type of treatment. It's just, it's sad. That's it. Thank you so much for listening to my review / rant about why Baby Monster's mini album isn't good. And that's me signing out until my next review, where hopefully I'll be able to talk positively about it.